Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Really two reasons, Michael. One is service and operational. The other is financial. The MTA, when we put this essential service, essential employee service in place, we significantly enhanced bus service in May. On 61 bus lines during this overnight subway shutdown, which included 11 interborough express routes affecting all boroughs. Second is we just added three new interborough express options, which were designed based on data that riders from the program voluntarily provided to us. That's the M99, which connects Midwood and Brooklyn to Midtown West and follows a route similar to the 2 line. The BX99, which connects the Woodlawn section of the Bronx with the West Village of Manhattan, and that tracks the 4 subway line. And then there's a new M99 route that runs between East New York, Brooklyn, and Hell's Kitchen. We've also, Metro North and Long Island Railroad are going to be cross-honoring on subway on their stations in the city. So that's the service operational. There's plenty of additional bus service to deal with the small number, about 1,500 people a night, and it was costing us about $49 a ride. The second reason ties into that, which is the MTA's broke. We are desperately in need of $12 billion of additional federal funding. And this program, since May 6th, has cost the MTA $6 million. It's no longer necessary because of the bus enhancements that I mentioned that we put in place and the three additional express routes that we've just added. And frankly, it's just not affordable.
We heard from the Riders Alliance today, Pat. They suggest Subway should start running it during those overnight hours again, and they claim that the MTA would make money if that happened. Are they right?
Well, the Riders Alliance is wrong on the making money. Look, while the pandemic continues, and this is something that Governor Cuomo has also said, while the pandemic continues, and it's important to realize that we're not out of the pandemic, we're going to continue the closures from 1 a.m. to 5 a.m., the reason that we closed beginning in May, closed from 1 a.m. to 5 a.m., was to allow our crews to disinfect every subway station and every car. Fortunately, there's a limited number of passengers riding in the 1 a.m. to 5 a.m. period because our overall ridership on subways and buses is depressed. We are looking forward to bringing that service back, but that's not going to happen until the pandemic is over and until the need to disinfect every station multiple times a day and every subway car multiple times a day no longer exists.
You mentioned the dire need for more federal aid. Are the prospects for that looking any better?
Well, look, we were hopeful and cautiously optimistic that something would happen in July and August. That obviously didn't happen. There was also no aid for the state of New York or the city of New York, which is discouraging. We're continuing to work on it. But the message is, we expected at the beginning of this year the MTA have an operating surplus of $81 million. We had a $51.5 billion capital plan. The pandemic changed everything and drove the money we get from our customers and fares and tolls and taxes and subsidies that have been put in place by the state legislature over a period of time. Those are pandemic-caused declines in revenue. We desperately need an additional $12 billion of federal funding to keep us going in 2020 and 2021. We're going to be taking a significant amount of cost out of the MTA. In 2020, I would expect that number will be about a billion, certainly well over $1 billion of additional cost reductions, and we'll be talking to our board and the public in the weeks and months ahead. But the decline in revenues is so great, we can't cut our way out of it. It's just impossible.
you say cost reductions, what could we be looking at? I know Mayor de Blasio with the city's budget mess is looking at thousands of layoffs. Is that a possibility for the MTA?
We're not starting with that. What we're starting with is reducing the amount of overtime. We are terminating or modifying consultant contracts, and we're taking every dollar of non-service and non-payroll cost out of the system. However, as I mentioned, the deficit that we're facing, the decline in revenues, is so great that if we don't get the federal aid that I just described, we will have to take more drastic steps related to service, related to headcount reduction, related to wage freezes, delaying and deferring the capital plan, which would be terrible because the capital plan would improve every MTA agency and, frankly, every piece of it, more ADA stations, electric buses, resignaling five additional subway lines, Second Avenue Subway Phase 2, Penn Station access, and that would be terrible, and none of us want to see the declines in service that occurred in the 70s and 80s on the subways.
MTA Chairman and CEO Pat Foy, always good to hear from you. Hopefully one of these days we'll get to talk to you about some good news. It's got to happen eventually, right?
I am positive that will be the case. Good weekend, Michael. Take care.
You too. Thanks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.